We are in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, the halachas of Tisha B'Av. We'll be doing Sifim Dalet through Vav. Sif Dalet. We just learned the halacha that on Tisha B'Av it is osur to learn, except for the Dvarim HaMutarim. You're not supposed to learn Torah Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnayos, Gemara, Medrash, except for Sefer Iyov, the Nevuah of Puranis in Yirmiyahu, the story of the Churban Yosifun, as well as the Agadas of the Churban. Only they are Mutter. Says the Machaber, nevertheless, Mutter Likros Kol Seder Hayom. You are allowed to lane everything that you're allowed to say, learn, read, whatever is considered Seder Hayom. What exactly is included in Seder Hayom? So the Mishnah Berurah explains this is referring to Kriyashma and Birkos Kriyashma. Uparshas HaKarbonis, what is that? That's the Parshas HaTomid. Umishnas Ezel Makoman. The Mishnah of Ezel Makoman is called Seder Hayom. You're allowed to read it. Medrash Rabbi Yishmael. We also say the Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael of Shlosh Esrei Minishat Torah Nedreshes Bem, that is also Seder Hayom. What is it that we don't say? First of all, for people who say Mamodos every day, that should be skipped. For people who say Tillim every day, Mishnah Berurah brings down two opinions, and he says that there are some who are knowing to say it at Mincha. The right thing to do is to say it the next day and not say it on that day at all, not to say it on Tisha B'Av. And we skip the Pitur Maktoris. We do not say the Pitur Maktoris in with the Karbanis in the morning. Says the Ramah, Hago umuter lachsor haparsha b'tisha b'av. What does the Ramah mean? So the Taz learns that this is referring to someone that does his shnai mikra v'echa targum every day. He does part of the parsha, and that's called Seder Hayom, and it's muter. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings that Rov Achronim are cholik on that, and they learn that all this means is that the Baal Kori is allowed to prepare the kisolid in the morning and the vaichal for the afternoon, as well as the haftoras. It means preparing what's going to be leaned. Sifhei. Ubros umeinikos misanos b'tisha b'av kederach shemisanos mashlimos b'yom kippur. Even though Tisha B'Av is not a tzom da'oraisa, the halachi is that pregnant and nursing women are supposed to fast the same way they fast on Yom Kippur. Aval begimel tzomas acherim, whereas in the other three fast days we've already seen, pturim alisanos, they're really potter, vaval bikain, and they're really potter mikra din. The minag is that they do fast, but it's only a minag. Vaval bikain, roish lo tochalno lisaneg b'machal of b'mishta, elekadei kiyam avlad. Even on the other Tanesim, when we say that a pregnant nursing woman does not fast, and our minag is if she's in pain, the halach, if she's uncomfortable, she should still not be misaneg. She should be mishtatef with the tzibur who is fasting and should only eat that which he has to eat. Sivav. Chaya, a woman who gave birth. Kol lamid yom, if it's within 30 days of having given birth. V'chein, chola, as well as a chola she'ein bo sakana. There's no threat to life, but the person is bedridden. Shu tzorech lechol, where he has to eat. The halachi is ein tzorech omid. One does not have to work out exactly how much has to be eaten, and is there a sakana or not. What's that? A chola she'ein bo sakana is potter from all drabanans, and the truth is he is potter from Tisha B'Av too. We'll see what the minag is. But mi'ikra din achol she'ein bo sakana does not have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Now, on Yom Kippur, the halachi is that a woman that is not within 7 days of having given birth is mechuyev to fast. Here we're saying that all 30 days she does not have to fast. This is a kula because Tisha B'Av is not a daraisa. As far as the minig is concerned, we're going to see, we will see the Ramah. Says the Ramah. The Bamakum Choli Lagozu Rabbanan, because in the case of someone ill, he is potter, because the Rabbanan did not make any Durabbanans on him. Says the Ramah, Miu Nogim Lisanus Kozman Shainlim Sargodl Shialokosh Lisakana. The minag is that even a Chola Shainbal Sakana does not, it does fast, unless there's a Shash of Sakana. Vameka Lohivsid, and if someone chooses not to fast as a Chola Shainbal Sakana, the halachi is that that's all right. Lo hifsid, he didn't lose. So mi ikra din, a chol is potter. and a woman who gave birth within 30 days, Mi'ikar Adin is Pater. Now, the question is, after the Ramo, what is the Minhag? Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're talking about a woman gave birth, it's past 7 days from when she gave birth, but within 30, she says she's healthy, she feels fine, she should fast. Whereas, if she is within the 7 days, the halacha is that she does not fast. Within 7 days, the halacha is she does not fast, even if she feels fine. There is a daya that if she wants to, we have to allow her to. But Mi'ikar Adin, we hold a Tog Zayin, she doesn't fast within 30 days, even though she doesn't have to fast, if she feels up to it, she really should, based on the minhag of the Ramah. Now, in the case of a Nidcha, where Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, and we end up fasting on Sunday, the Magen Avraham says that all of these minhagim don't apply. There we go with the Ikar Adin. Not only that, but a Muberes, a Meinekes, and a Cholish Embal Sakana do not fast on a Tisha B'Av that is Nidcha. In the case of someone who was naturally weak, so if you're talking about a woman who gave birth within 30 days and she's naturally weak, she should not fast, even if she doesn't think she has to. Similarly, somebody, a woman that gave birth a while ago and she really doesn't feel up to fasting, she is naturally weak and she hasn't really recovered from the birth, there's also a makom lahakel that she is considered a chola. The Bir Halacha brings down, in the case of where there was Chalila, a cholera epidemic, Rahman al-Islan, he says that what people should do is, in order to build up their resistance so they don't catch it, they should eat, but they should eat pachas mikashir like on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the halacha is that even though it is also to eat even a mashu mida araisa, if someone, because of sakana, has to eat, we tell them to eat less than a shear, so at least that they avoid a chi of krisis. On Tisha B'Av, there's no chiyuv e krisis, there's no chiyuvim. We're talking about a mitzvah medivrei Kabbalah. It is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. And really, the halacha is either your chayev or your pater. Nevertheless, the Bir Halacha brings this in the Pisrei Olam, that in the case where a person is just trying to build himself up in order not to catch cholera, he should eat pachas mikashir. And then he says the same thing goes for anybody else that is eating on Tisha B'Av, and there's no real chashash if they don't eat a lot, that they should eat pachas. It sounds like from the Bir Halacha that the reason for this is not really Hilchas Tisha B'Av. As far as Hilchas Tisha B'Av is concerned, if someone is really potter, if he's chayiv, he's chayiv, there's nothing in between. And there's no onish of Koris where we want to eat pachas mikashir. This is not considered fasting. Eating pachas mikashir is not considered fasting. Nevertheless, it's considered being mishtatef with the tzibur. So that if somebody is not fasting and he could eat pachas as a way of being mishtatef in the tzar of the tzibur, it would be a good thing to do. But otherwise, mi'ikar adin, someone who is potter, and that is a chol l'shem bo sakana who is really in a lot of pain, a chol l'shem bo sakana who is very weak, a yoledes toch lamed who is weak, or a yoledes toch zayin. The halacha is they do not fast and they do not have to eat pachas mikashir. They're allowed to eat regularly. If someone feels up to it, wants to be machmir and only eat pachas mikashir, l'shtatef matzibur, that's fine.